And I want to talk to you about the power of fathers. It is an incredible power. Now, it's a popular saying, and you've often heard it, that it's a man's world. Rhythm and blues singer James Brown wrote a song, sang a song, I don't know if he wrote it, but he sang a song about it's a man's world. I'm not sure that that's exactly right. When a man is born, they ask, how's the mother? When he's married, they say, what a beautiful bride. When he dies, they ask, how much did he leave her? May not be a man's world, but the world needs a lot of good men. Not just males, but men. Good father is indispensable. The word father is found more than 1,100 times in Scripture, but while present in the Bible, fathers are often absent from the home. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 24 million children between ages 1 to 3 live in a home where the biological father is absent. I want to show you the power of fathers. The statistics I'm going to give you are from a website called The Fatherless Generation. They say that where a father is present and active in the home, higher levels of academic performance and cognitive achievement are present. They attain higher levels of education. There are more positive behavioral outcomes, lower levels of behavioral problems, less delinquency, less drug abuse, less incarceration. Fathers protect against the negative influence of peer drug pressure. Where fathers are present and active, there's a higher standard of living, less father. Father absent homes are 4 times more likely to be impoverished. Girls are less likely to become pregnant, and there's less sexual promiscuity. According to the U.S. Department of Health, 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. That's 5 times the average. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. That's 32 times the national average. 85% of all children who show behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes, 20 times the average. 80% of rapists with anger problems come from fatherless homes, 14 times the average. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes, 9 times the average. 75% of all adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes, 75%, 10 times the national average. 71% of pregnant teenagers lack a father, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Fatherless boys and girls are twice as likely to drop out of high school, twice as likely to end up in jail, 4 times more likely to need help for emotional or behavioral problems. Studies on parent-child relations and child well-being show that father love is an important factor in predicting the social, emotional, and cognitive development and functioning of children and young adults. Dad, you do make a difference. Fathers have the power to speak life-giving blessing into their children's lives and outcomes with eternal significance. A blessing that goes far beyond words. It encompasses all that a man is and touches all that a boy or girl will become. Let me briefly share with you 5 keys. This is not hard. 5 keys. Number 1 is modeling. Several people have made reference to examples, modeling. Children are watching and listening. They're like sponges. They soak up about everything they hear and see, good or bad. A few weeks ago, some dark storm clouds were rolling in to Carmen's house where she lives in Colorado Springs. The dark clouds were gathering. Brianna, our granddaughter, who was 3 years old, looked outside and said, "Look, Mom, it's ominous." Benita said, "What's ominous?" I said, "Ask Brianna. I don't know." Now, where did she hear that? How does a 3-year-old? She heard it somewhere. She soaked it up. You know this to be true. Life lessons are more caught than taught, and the most powerful lessons they learn from you will come from your life, not from your mouth. Especially if how you live is contradicting what you say. So when they see you, what do they see? A man who is consistent and committed to his faith. A man who speaks the truth and is trustworthy. A man who loves their mother. A man who lives out godly principles and kingdom values. One example is more valuable than 100 lectures. Don't ever forget this. You teach what you know, but you reproduce what you are. And what you are is what you model and what they see, even when you think they aren't looking. The second thing is blessing. And we're talking here about spoken words of blessing, and others have referenced this as well. Words of affirmation and words of encouragement. Words that attest to their worth and value. They'll hear all kind of negative input from the world and peers and bullies at school and everywhere else. Psychologists say that it takes 9 compliments to undo the damage of 1 insult. 9. Most people are way behind. Words that attest their worth and value, that reinforce and build up. And the most important words of all are the words, "I love you." I never once heard those words from my father. Never once. You say, well, don't you think he did? Well, I guess so. But that's the point. No son or daughter should ever have to guess about that. And why is it so hard for some men to say? Are they not man enough to say, "I love you"? Part of it is the distorted caricature of manhood perpetrated by our society is that of the rainbow type, machine gun carrying, macho man, tough guy who is incapable of loving deeply and leaves no room for tenderness. And that's baloney. I remind you that the greatest expression of love the world has ever seen came from the heart of a father. Third thing is instruction. Psalm 78, 5 through 7 said this, "He decreed statutes for Jacob and established law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands." Yes, Sunday school is important. Children's ministry at church is important, but not nearly as important as what is taught at home. You're with them all the time, more than we have them, just a few hours a week. They're there in your house. Start early. Bedtime is one of the best times. Go buy the golden treasury of Bible stories for children. Read them. Better yet, tell them the Bible stories in your own words. Tell them the story of Samson and the bare hands. Don't lecture. Don't be preachy. But teach your children about God and about life. If you don't, someone else will. Number 4 is discipline. You can't always be their buddy. Sometimes you have to be daddy. But don't ever confuse discipline with abuse. And understand the difference between discipline and punishment. When the Bible talks about God, the Father, he talks about chastening his children. He chastens the children whom he loves. That word there is not the word spanking. It is translated that way in the minds of some people, and you hear people say, "Well, the Lord really whipped me." That's not what that word is. The word in Greek is the word paideia, and it refers to the entire arena of discipline used by a father to bring a child to maturity. Children need help in setting boundaries. You need to have your own set first, sir. But they need help with that. And deep down inside, they want your help, even though they may act like they don't. Boundaries give them a sense of security, provides them with protection, helps them to move in the right direction. Important point here, you can never, ever discipline beyond the depth of your relationship. The only time they see you is when you come out of the woodwork to reinforce the rules like a Gestapo guard. Rules without relationship produces rebellion. Don't ever forget that. And finally, probably the most important of all of these, it is the simplest thing of all, but by far the most important, and that is to be present, just to be there. I ask you, look at this list. How can you model anything if you're never there? How can you bless and affirm your children if you never interact with them? How can you teach and discipline if you're a stranger to your children? Some dads abandon their kids without ever leaving home. Physically present, but in every other way, absent. And listen, Dad, this isn't hard. You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to understand the mysteries of the universe. You don't have to be a rock star. You don't have to be a Hall of Famer. You don't have to be clever or funny or intelligent or talented. Just be there. You don't have to show off. Just show up. Because your presence says more than you can possibly imagine. And what your kids want more than anything else is they just want you. Here's sage words of advice, and I close with this. If you want to be in your children's memories tomorrow, You have to be in their lives today. And listen, time will get away from you very quickly. Those little kids grow up and they're gone before you know it. Blink twice, turn around twice, and they're grown and on their own. But it's never too late. Let's stand.